Welcome to another edition of the ATL Alts podcast. My name is Andre Sendate. I am the host and creator, and I am looking forward to diving in today to talk about specialty finance. Specialty finance is a piece of the growing private credit market. I am excited to announce a couple of new initiatives. First is a new blog that I've launched on the topic of specialty finance, fintech lending, and related areas. And you can check that blog out at sandate.substack.com. That's my last name, sandate.substack.com. And I encourage you to go out there and check it out. I'm going to spend today's podcast going through the first post that I did in early January of this year, and talk about some of the things that that blog is going to include. I look forward to getting into that here momentarily, but I took a hiatus from podcasting, but I'm back and I'm looking forward to an exciting 2024. I've got a ton of shows talking about innovation, interviewing startup CEOs, diving into more in the alternative investment space, and a very healthy dosage of an area that I've become very fascinated with in the last 3 years, with two fintech roles that I had in capital markets, and that specialty finance, private credit, and fintech lending. Today's show is basically a review of the specialty finance primer post that I did. Again, that Substack blog is found at sandate.substack.com. I started the Substack for those interested in specialty finance. It's a subsector of private credit. SpecFin is included in the broader conversation of private credit, but I believe it should get more dedicated attention. When I spend time researching, reading blogs, listening to podcasts, watching webinars, going to conferences, looking at social media, the dialogue is generally centered around private credit. Rightfully so. It's growing. It's a big asset class. There's now a lot of investors that are allocating to private credit in portfolios. There's public vehicles, there's private vehicles. There's also a lot more talk over the last, I would say, year around the potential for regulation, tokenization, putting private credit on the blockchain. So we'll dive into some of those things in future discussions. But what I wanted to do is find a medium, a venue to talk more specifically about specialty finance. And so that's why I started the blog, because when you read the private credit white papers or the quarterly updates from the larger asset managers and private banks and consultants, there's not as much time and attention devoted to the area of specialty finance and asset-based lending. And I think that this is an area that's going to grow over the next decade due to bank regulation, due to just the increase in demand for credit from non-bank lenders, and a host of other reasons. But it remains kind of a distant cousin in the coverage to traditional versus traditional private credit. Strategies like direct lending, mezz lending, real estate debt, they tend to capture most of the attention. And so I wanted to start the blog so that I could have a dedicated venue to talk specifically about SpecFin and fintech lending and related areas, because it's an area of interest to me. You know, private credit is a big asset class. You know, people are now talking about where the next $1 trillion is going to come from. And within specialty finance, I think we're only at the beginning of a huge wave of opportunities. They tend to be more idiosyncratic, niche, specialized, a little bit more complexity. And I find all of that to be very fascinating and very interesting. I think there's additional innovation happening because of fintech or financial technology and the rapid change at the intersection of finance and traditional finance and technology. And so with that, One of the things that I spent a lot of time on over the last 3 years, as I mentioned, is working at a couple of fintechs and a private credit firm focused specifically on originations, setting up debt facilities, talking to borrowers about setting up warehouse lines. And so I think that that's an area that's quite misunderstood. There's not a lot of content out there. And the folks that do talk about it are very informed and are great. And I'm hoping to interview more of them on the ATL Alts podcast. But I did want to start a blog and pursue it myself. So again, the blog and other mediums, I think, are highlighting this area, but I'm hoping to dive deeper. And through content and readers of the blog, that I'll be able to increase your awareness and knowledge. And I think that the audience for the blog is going to be folks that are active in asset-based lending, warehouse lending, fintech originators, or originators of different new innovative loan products. I'm hopeful that I can appeal also to vendors, service providers, professionals that service this industry. So, you know, there's great law firms, there's great software companies, there's folks building really great technology. As we see this, I would call it revolution in the debt capital markets that really has already kind of taken place and is continuing in the equity capital markets. If you think about companies like Carta and others like PitchBook that really do a great job. So I think we're at the very beginning stages, and I'm hoping that as the specialized lending area begins to capture more attention or continues to capture more attention, as many institutional investors, for example, are already getting exposure to this through, you know, really large asset managers in the private credit area, household names, Ares, Apollo, Blackstone, Carlyle, et cetera. And so, you know, against a backdrop where banks continuing to pull back or shift focus to larger, safer borrowers, Basel III, additional regulation, banks are not going to go away. But as rates and the economy, particularly in 2024, are in flux, and we expect several moves down, or at least that's what economists are forecasting, and fintech becomes more and more embedded. So, you know, for those of you who have done anything with a company like Klarna or Affirm, this buy now, pay later is at the very, very beginning of, I think, transforming a lot of it already is transforming consumer behavior. And so I think that there's a lot of stuff to talk about there about embedded financing and who's providing capital to these technology companies, not the venture capital, but the debt capital, so that they can go and make loans. All of this is relevant to SpecFin, market participants. And I'm hoping to spend time both on ATL Alts and in the blog, interviewing these professionals and hopefully gaining more insights and knowledge. The other thing is that I am based in Atlanta, and a lot of the professionals I've had the good fortune of meeting are based in, you know, the coastal markets, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, California, Boston, great markets where there's just, let's just face it, a higher concentration of these professionals. And so for me, I've always felt since 2005 or six, when I started in this industry, not that Atlanta was not a great place to work and to build a career, because it has been, but it's just, there's just not that critical mass. And so finding ways to engage audiences and professionals in those markets is also another objective, and to try to get not only them exposure, but also to bring this knowledge and education to a broader audience who may not be front and center at a lot of the events and things that are happening in those bigger markets on a more consistent and regular basis. Whether you're a fintech entrepreneur, whether you provide debt facilities, whether you're a bank or a private equity or a growth equity firm looking to find, you know, the next portfolio company, if you're an institutional allocator, whether an insurance company, a pension fund, an endowment, and you're looking to better understand the specialty finance marketplace, you may also be a vendor of software. You may be building technology to power the back end of both the private credit firms, but also the fintech lenders or the originators. So there's great companies out there doing that. Maybe you're a wealth advisor, a registered investment advisor, RIA, family office, maybe an academic or a student or a journalist looking to better understand what's happening in this growing area of specialty finance. I am looking forward to building on this very first post. Again, that blog is available at sandate.substack.com. That's sandate.substack.com. I hope you will subscribe. And out there, what I've done is I've started by posting just some content that's been out there in the ether for some time from some of the large asset managers, you know, groups like KKR, and also some of the institutional investors, pension funds, consultants, et cetera, on what the private credit landscape looks like. So I'd encourage you to go check those links out. And then, you know, like where do you start when thinking about breaking down the specialty finance market? If you want to understand where all of these new loan originators are coming from and what's a good framework to sort of break it down, how would we do that? You know, I had the opportunity to work with one of the fintech companies that I spent time with as an early employee called Nectar, which was a Techstars company. And a shout out to Derek and Brittany at Nectar and Walker and others. But I had a chance to work there. And one of the companies that we got to know and worked with was Finley. And so I got a chance to meet Jeremy and Callie and some others at Finley, and just a really great, cool company. I would encourage those of you who are thinking about doing your first warehouse facility or your first asset-based facility and are starting to get some traction on the loan origination side to check them out. I posted a piece that they have on their website, which you can find them on the blog, where they do I think a really good job of breaking down specialty finance and what it entails. I'm planning to post about once a week and bringing on more guests on this show, so sort of the two will dovetail together. And of course, we'll explore other content as we always have at ATL Alts, talking about things like private equity and hedge funds, real estate. There's a lot of interesting things to talk about with commercial real estate, and certainly, you know, things that I spent a lot of time on in 21 and 22, like in venture, which is kind of how this old sort of journey began. There's so many things to break down, and ATL Alts continues to be a platform that I want to grow because I think it can be a resource to help inform, educate, and inspire, whether it's entrepreneurship, investors that are trying to gain more understanding about the growing alternative investment landscape, whether it's sponsors, you know, so asset managers who are building new solutions and finding ways to generate returns for their clients, or it's other investors who are finding ways to navigate an increasingly big and complex alternative asset marketplace. So I thank you for joining me today. If you have an idea for a guest that I should interview in the blog, or somebody that I should interview here at ATL Alts, drop me a note. You can reach me at andres@atlalts.com. That's A-N-D-R-E-S @atlalts.com. You can subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you guys all stay well, stay healthy, and have a great 2024.